That's a nice big bowl.
This is generally what I make do with. All right. So here we go. And if you're still in line for the bathroom, just listen in, and then when you come back, just join in. So finding a really comfortable position, closing the eyes, and first off, don't try to move yourself consciously into your position. That if you do so, you'll be using your left brain, which has very few synaptic connections to your insula. In other words, your body sensations are, so the right hemisphere is really what has the somatic connections, the synaptic connections with the somatosensory lobe and all that, that pays attention to the body. So the way to get into a good position is just close your eyes, allow your body to wobble a little bit from front to back, like a top. And then just allow your body on its own without any regulation from your conscious mind come to a complete stop. And then if you notice that you're in any way arched forward, just gently pull your shoulders and your upper torso slightly back. And then if you can gently lift the chin, the head, just a little bit, like you're looking at the top of a tall building, and somewhere in there you should find a good, comfortable, relaxed alignment. So we're going to start out with a few breaths, and we're going to be adjusting the basic areas of the body where the vagal nerve runs, and that's what actually allows a degree of ease and comfort, allows us to settle, manipulating the mind by the body. So take a nice full in-breath through your nose, and while you do so, squinch the muscles of your face. This is your cranial nerve. It's actually how your rest and digest state communicates emotion. So squinch the face, and then when you're ready, breathe out really slowly through the mouth, and just soften all the muscles in the face. Just managing any tension in the micro muscles around the eyes, just softening them with your awareness and encouraging your eyes to settle, lie into the eye sockets like they're two sensory deprivation tanks. And now your eyes just get to relax and float. They're not looking around anymore. When your eyes settle, your mind will too. The optic nerve plays a great role in how alert we are. So relaxing the eyes, unclenching the jaw, taking the two corners of the mouth and gently moving them apart so your mouth feels as wide as possible. Now for the second in-breath, gently, slowly lift your shoulders up like you're trying to reach above your ears with your shoulders. And very slowly, while you still hold in the in-breath, rotate the shoulders back so it's opening up the chest. And then as we breathe out, dropping the shoulders. So what we've just done is we have opened up the vagal break in the chest, and that actually when you're in this open chest, you're sending a message back to the insula saying, I'm in a dominant mode, I'm not under any threat. For a third breath, expanding the belly like you're pulling in your breath through by expanding your belly. It's like the breath in is inflating your abdomen and then holding it. And then as you breathe out, softening and relaxing the belly. Some of our favorite teachers like Ajahn Suchito teach abdominal breathing. So when you breathe in, just imagine the belly expanding to receive the breath. And then when you breathe out, releasing the belly, softening. Your belly is the very bottom of the vagal vagus nerve cluster. So in opening up the chest and softening the belly, you are informing your brain that you are in or want to be in parasympathetic rest and digest. And probably the strongest way you can guide the comfort of your meditation is the length of the in-breath or out-breath. If the out-breath is much longer than the in-breath, then the vagal break releases acetylcholine and it allows you to relax. On the other hand, if the in-breath is rapid and full, but the out-breath is very short, then you're engaging your sympathetic system and you're waking yourself up and making yourself alert. So at any moment throughout the practice, if you feel you want to settle your mind, just extend the length of your out-breath. Make it as long and smooth and twice the length of the in-breath. If at any point you want to wake yourself up, focus on extending and making the inhalation as big and voluminous as you can. You can even open up one eye as you breathe in and close it as you breathe out. Meditation is a little bit like riding a canoe down a river. You want to, as much as possible, just let the tide, the movement itself of the body take care of you. But at times you might want to gently steer yourself to the left or the right. And the way to do that is by changing the length of the exhalations or the inhalations. Interestingly, some studies show that breathing through the left nostril inclines us more towards a rest and digest. So some people might want to practice with that. Long exhalations to relax. Hearing the sounds of the room, air conditioner. Feeling the body resting on the ground or the sit bones and back in a chair. Most importantly, as we sit for a while in silence, it's inevitable that your mind will abandon the present sensations of your body, the breathing, the sounds of the room, contact sensations. Your mind will at times attach itself to a thought, unresolved issues, future plans, fantasies, thoughts about events happening elsewhere. And most importantly, when you realize you've been lost in thought, the response to cultivate is one of feeling appreciative, not in any way frustrated or disappointed. Every time you wake up from a thought, it's actually a wonderful opportunity to ingrain the way back to the present, neurally cutting a path, a new set of synaptic connections allowing us to return to our home in the present moment, the body, how we feel. We're cultivating what Ayakema called no place to go, nothing to do, nobody to be. Essentially that state of mind that we experience in the first day of a vacation, where we don't want to be anywhere else, we don't want to do anything, we just want to land in our life. That habit of the mind racing ahead into the future or racing ahead of us, the mind comes to a complete stop and just lands in the body. And the body lands in our life. So at this point, I invite you to take a journey back in time. If you like, in this practice, you could imagine you're stepping into a protective bubble. Only if you want, the sense that you're in a secure enclosure in which nothing can touch or harm you, or you could just imagine without. That visualization. And we're going to take a journey back in time and just allow your non-rational visual or emotional felt sense take you back to a time early on in your life where you felt very vulnerable. Perhaps there was a lot of changes going on, or there was a sense of chaos in a family. Most importantly, a time where you felt, in some sense, alone. Not in the sense that there were nobody around, but more that there was no figure that you could turn to, an adult that would be there that would help you understand what was going on. See if you can find any sense of a time or any image. Many people I work with will find sometime around the age of 5, 6, or 7, but sometimes the sense might be a little earlier or very often later. There's no right or wrong time. Just choose a period of your life from your inner autobiography where you felt alone. See if you can visualize where this, a place that you might have been at this time of your life, a bedroom, a living room, a porch. A school, a friend's house. Where would you have been when you felt most vulnerable? And then here's where we use the imaginary. See if you can begin to create a figure that would be the ideal protective presence in your life. An adult who would be safe. An adult that would have all of the attributes of the Brahma Viharas. Caring, attentive, soothing, but yet also emotionally stable. Someone who would stay with you. Now, first, if you can't visualize someone, doesn't matter what quality they have or gender or anything like that. Just allow whatever your imagination can create. Just see if you can create the felt sense of being with what it would have been like to have had a safe figure, the presence of another who would care about you, stay with you, help you understand what was going on, a person you could share any feeling and they would not judge, they would not shame, they just wanted to be with you. How would that feel in your body? This figure is with you right now. How does it feel to not be alone? If you can, if it feels appropriate, you can give this figure some qualities. Maybe they would be dressed in a certain way. Visualize, would they be looking at you or sitting side by side? Would they be holding you or just creating a safe space? They could be the age of a parent, a grandparent, just a slightly older friend. And we could move into the Buddhist Devanusati. They could have angelic qualities if you like. A floating, soothing presence. See if you can, while you hold this sense of being with a protective presence, gently relax, open up the chest, soften the belly. Find a body that feels safe and confident. And now gently what I'd like you to do is imagine your awareness is floating from your child-sized body in the large room, and it's now moving into the perspective of this caring figure, and you're now looking at yourself as a small, overwhelmed, vulnerable child or young adult. Just look at yourself and convey care. Convey that you're not going to leave, that you care about your suffering, that you care about your sadness, your anger. Everything you feel is okay. And as you look at this younger version of yourself, just whisper in your mind, I love you, keep going. I love you, keep going. I love you, keep going. Exactly what we would want to hear from a safe, soothing caregiver. I love you, keep going. So ever so slowly, gently allow the image of the room and yourself begin to fade, to dissipate. Just have a sense of being present once again in this beautiful space at New York Insight. In a moment, I'm going to ring the bell. And when you hear the sound, just take your time. And when you open your eyes, try to bring with you any feelings you might have connected with. Don't allow awareness of the world around you to push away anything you've connected with.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.